It is Monday, time for StoryCorps Tampa Bay. These are stories collected here in the Bay Area when the National StoryCorps listening booth was in St. Petersburg earlier this year. Michael Dalton has done many things in his life, from teacher and engineer to business owner. But about 20 years ago, he stumbled into a new passion, training parrots to speak. Dalton didn't have too much experience with animals, so he came up with a different and unusual method of talking to Ariel, his blue macaw. He talked with Patricia, his wife, for this installment of StoryCorps Tampa Bay.
I picked up from a high school teacher a method that I used, which was a little bit unusual. Now, most people think that parrots just repeat what they hear, so they actually teach the bird using a repetitious process. If they're going to teach the bird to say the word apple, let's say, they'd say apple hundreds of times. And that is pretty much how all the researchers, other than myself, teach either dolphins to perform certain behaviors, apes to learn to sign language because they can't speak the way we can, and for even the researchers in academia that teach parrots certain elements of language, they would repeat them sometimes hours and hours and hours over a long period to get the bird to say a particular word or to recognize a word. But my high school teacher said something to the effect that if you wanted to own a word, you had to use it in three different sentences. And so I began to teach Ariel, speaking to her and telling her, look, Ariel, the grass is there. The grass grows on the ground. Look at the grass. The grass is green. Or that substance, that stuff that you see out there in the field is grass. And so rather than using the typical training technique that most researchers and pet owners use, I decided I was going to use my high school teacher's advice and just try to teach the bird to learn the word in the context of different sentences.
Can you give an example of how a word that she learned that you've taught her in your using your method?
Oh, certainly. The bird has all kinds of things that she says, and she can refer to apple, rope, wood, all kinds of words that she knows. And some of the things are on recordings that I've made. She says, hi, like an airhead from California or something.
Hi, hello.
What are some of the roadblocks that you've found with this research?
There are some people around the world and in Europe and in America that work with talking birds, but for the most part, they're all doing the train and test method. And so I think they're reluctant. And also, since I'm not an academic, I'm just a person off the street who happened to get very, very lucky. The problem is that there's no reward, there's no benefit for an academic. They have their own paradigms, their own protocols for doing things, and how can a guy, you know, like me, who comes from an engineering background, tell them? I mean, I'm a physical scientist, and they're either in biological sciences or psychology or something. Far be it from me to tell them how to do the research. Some of the things I've done are a little unusual, or actually, I don't take credit for it. It's actually Ariel and her ability. I've just been an observer.
Michael Dalton in StoryCorps Tampa Bay, the interview produced for WSF by Eric Mennel, and you can hear other stories from Tampa Bay at WSF.org/StoryCorps.